Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's kind of a crazy day. It's kind of a quasi holiday, not a holiday for some. It is. Kids are home. It's crazy. So I wanted to set for a fun day to take it easy, enjoy the holiday. And I'm going to show you some avenues for us. Maybe do some meditation, read a book. I am offering a free PDF copy of the Change Book, my volume 20. To anybody who signs up for the mailing list, they'll get a free PDF. Either I'll email it to you or I'll give you access to it or both, depending on what you want. And it should be pretty good. I mean, it's a nice little thing. And the reason why I suggest that is listening to Angeline and the past three women that I had interviewed for the show on Thursday nights, and they're all change agents. And then add Carl, he's another one. A lot of them are in my volume of the book, and I got some more people coming in, and their stories are so amazingly interesting. So I like, you know, I want to share this with everyone. So read a book today if you want. If you sign up the mailing list today, I'll send you a PDF and you can read it or listen to it during the weekend. If you got a holiday, if you get a break. And also we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday because we want to see what fun is out there. Go have some fun today. If you do have the break. My kids are going to drive me nuts today. I'll be honest with you. They're going to be, I'm bored. So I'm going to take them out and play some point in time and maybe catch some balls or do something just to get out of the house. And I'm going to enjoy just getting out too. Already took Jerry for a long walk this morning, went by the river, just enjoying the day. It's kind of why we're a little late because we enjoyed our walk today. So it's a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring more value to your customer, not spend a lot of time getting that value to your customer and have some fun. And reading books is a great way of increasing your learning, making it more fun. I have even experimented with, we would do, and I do it in two ways. And real corporate world, by the way, they had to increase their knowledge, right? And we actually put a story in our sprints and everyone had it that they would all work on. And maybe they put subtasks or whatever for each person to read a story, read a book, and then sometimes share that information from that book with the people on the team. If the team was really, when they're really charging along, they're so happy to share what they learned in the books. It's really amazing. When they start off, they don't do it. But in the future, if they get really close together and really cranking out work, they actually produce more. They're interested to hear what other people say. And like I said, in this Change volume 20 that I'm on here, I got the cover. You know, it's a lot of stories, a lot of things, how people got over, they were stuck, how they get out of the stuck. And you can apply those same thoughts from the authors of sharing in the book to what you're doing in your day-to-day, what your team is encountering from day-to-day, what you as an individual are encountering from day-to-day in different aspects of it. You may think, like last night, we talked about Angeline. She talked about women in a main abusive relationship, getting past those hurdles. You can have those same experiences, whether you're a man or woman, in the workplace, right? So listening to the story, how she overcame some of that stuff, what she had to do, and her thought process. Now she's a successful business person. She's out there doing her thing and she's gone way past her past, right? So it can help you in any way, shape, or form. So like I said, I'm offering anybody signs up for my mailing list, they can get a free copy of the book. I'll send it to you via PDF version of the book. I can email it to you. And anybody currently a member of the mailing list will also get included in the offer for getting. So as I do free stuff, if you are member of the mailing list, you always get any future free stuff. You get access to the free stuff too. It's not like a one and done thing. So it's a continuous lifelong supply of free stuff as I put it out there. And I got to do a little bit of work today just to get it working right. But that's me. Anyway, so I want to encourage you to do that. And one of the things she's talked about is meditation. So we always get triggered. And Annie talked about triggered the show prior. And when you do practicing meditation, breathing, she was talking about if you get triggered by something, go out, take for a walk or do a little breathing exercise, a little meditation to calm down, get the emotions out of the problems so that way you can take on and solve the problem together. So those are the kind of things that are in these books and what you hear in these interviews that I'm going to be providing that you might say, what does it have to do with Scrum? What does it have to do with metrics, Greg? What does it have to do with, you know, the burn down chart and how fast you do it? I said, in the long run, make the whole team a holistic team. It all applies, right? You're going to use those tools, those techniques, those thought processes, and how do you deal with teams and dynamics and people and personalities? It's very valuable, right? So it all contributes to the overall picture. So I wanted to share that with you. And on a holiday, sometimes it's good to just take a break. Don't, crank some code or do some analysis or write a report. Sometimes it's nice to just go read a book and maybe do a little meditation. Go for a walk. Like I said, later today, I'm going to take kids out for doing some baseball, softball for about an hour or so. And just get them out of the house and just break up, change up the norm, right? So I just want to encourage everyone to read a book if you want. I can send you the PDF. Send me a message. If you don't see the link for the mailing list, I will put it out there. I'll update the website and stuff like that. And I'll put some notes out on LinkedIn today and this weekend for a free copy of the PDF version of my book. My contribution to the book, I should say. It's not totally my book. There's the cool thing. There's 20 other authors with their adventures and their lives and how they became change agents that are in the book. So it's fascinating reading. And I'll share that with you all. With that note, let's just get right into the fortune cookie. Where's the fortune cookie? Bubbles, did you eat the fortune? Oh, here it is. I'm going to eat the book. Here's the fortune cookie. You know, Bubbles' favorite little treat. She loves her fortune cookies. And I know as soon as I open it up, she's going to be like, ooh, Dad's got a fortune cookie. So, all right. So these fortune cookies, I haven't really talked about this in a while. I just lost half of it. Wasn't very good packaging. I don't know where it went. Well, I got half. I still got the fortune. The other half the cookie. It's on the ground. Bubble finds it. She's going to have a feast. So the idea is the Agile Accountants package up a note to us to tell us what we should do, right? Or give us an idea. And we open these on Fortune Cookie Friday and see what the Agile Accountants have to say. And then we try to apply this to what we're doing. And in Agile, the show, life, whatever. Huh, here's interesting. Follow your instincts when making decisions. Follow your instincts when making decisions. I would say reading a book populates those instincts with ideas and thoughts that you may not know you have. And when your instincts kick in, they're probably referencing a lot of the stuff that you read and absorb and learn from other people that help you make better decisions. So this to me, this fortune cookie say, follow your instincts when making decisions and sign up for the mailing list, get a free copy of the PDF version of the volume 20 of the change book and read it over the weekend. You get some free time, kids are around, you're with family. You can read it on your phone. You can read it on a laptop or iPad. And actually I found out that PDFs now, the way the systems are working, you can turn them in audio, right? You can actually, it'll play an audio version of a PDF. You don't need no fancy stuff anymore. It'll do it for you. Maybe not be the perfect voice you want, whatever, but it will read your PDF for you and you can listen to it if you want on your phone or on your laptop or something. So today the fortune cookie says, follow your instincts when making decisions. And I would just add, do a little meditation, breathe about, think about, see what your instincts are telling you. Read a book to populate those instincts with some good decision-making information. And Bubbles is just jumping down now to steal the fortune cookie that fell on the ground. She found it. Oh, be like the cat. Do it. Go get the fortune cookie. Go get a fortune cookie today. Anyway, I want to wish everyone the best and happy Friday. Happy scrumming. And for those, happy Passover. Happy Good Friday. Happy whatever religious activity you do and enjoy your weekend, have some fun and maybe implement some fun things, maybe some reading as part of your team, maybe read a technical book or whatever book and read up on and share it with your team. With that, I want to wish you all the best. Have a happy day and we will see you next week.